at it on a free-for-all Friday, St. Patrick's Day edition. That's right. Green with envy is everybody. I don't know over what, but something. Senator Ted Harvey here, chairman of the committee to defeat the president. Ted, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So you've got a new complaint to hold Joe Biden and his Democrat compatriots accountable. I wonder if you could address, before we get to that, all the money that James Comer has suddenly found in these suspicious activity reports. $3 million from China here, money going to Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, Haley Biden, and to another Biden whose first name is not provided. I wonder whose name that is. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm wondering why it took a Republican congressional committee to find these documents when the FBI has had the Hunter Biden laptop since 2019. Going into the 2020 election, why didn't the FBI have this information to provide to the American people that the former vice president and his family might be compromised with the communist Chinese government, and that the American people may not want to elect this guy to be president? Why did the FBI interfere in the U.S. presidential election to ensure that Donald Trump didn't get elected?
Yeah, those are all great questions. Here's my question. You know, with Haley Biden now identified as being on the receiving end of at least, you know, $70,000-$80,000, and who knows where that leads, right, of money. She's supposed to be a school teacher or something, right? Why would she get money from
transaction?
Yeah, that's my point. So that opens up a whole new avenue of investigation, doesn't it? A whole new avenue of investigation. And my point being is, I don't know that Haley Biden is going to be the one that's going to say, hey, I'm going to hold the line here. I don't know about that. What do you say?
I agree. I agree. When you have members of the family have this kind of money dropping into their bank account, and they have their whole livelihoods and their families to protect, are they going to stay quiet and not reveal to the Congress and hopefully to prosecutors where this money came from? Are they going to have to start talking and revealing to the American people and outing the rest of the family, i.e. the president of the United States?
Well, and here's the thing. Is Haley Biden going to be the one that holds the line and says, I'm not going to say anything and take the gamble of being the one that pays the price for the whole thing? I don't see her being that person. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see her being that person. And that's the point. That means you've got trouble here. Jim Biden, he's got his finger in every cookie jar that comes by, it seems. Well, we need to know about this, don't we?
The issue is that so far our government has done nothing to hold them accountable. So they have nothing to fear, it appears, because this has been going on for years and years, well before the Biden family was well before Biden was president of the United States. This was going on when he was vice president of the United States. And the government did nothing to hold them accountable. Is there any reason to think that they will do anything to hold them accountable legally moving forward? I don't know if anybody can hold any hope that would happen.
Yeah. I don't know either, but I know they have what, like 15 or 20 of these suspicious activity reports, right? Something like that. They
Congress
got a bunch of
does,
them.
But
right.
They can't prosecute. All they can do is ask questions.
Right, I understand that. But they've only gotten through one or two of them so far. Right? They've gotten through one or two of them so far. And so my point being is it's going to pile up, is it not?
Well, I've been saying for the last 2 years that Biden is going to be a one-term president. He's going to pull an LBJ and say that he will not seek, nor will he accept the nomination of the Democrat Party.
I don't believe that. No, I believe his hubris
is one more. I don't think the Democrats, as this gets worse and worse, as these investigations continue, I don't think there's any way that the Democrat Party will allow Biden to be their nominee. It's going to be way too much. It's going to be at risk for the party.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because I think that Joe Biden's hubris is going to be the deciding factor. You know, he's never been bright. He's never been talented. He's never been a leader, but he's always been cocky and arrogant. You go back and look at clips. My IQ is higher than yours. I graduated in the top part of my law class. You go back and look at the way he gets all tough with people, and I'm smarter than you are. No, you're a doofus. But that it's that hubris, Ted, that I think is going to get him in big trouble.
And it put him under in his previous presidential elections. But at this point, the Democrat Party could care less because they had to beat Trump. And he was the only, quote, moderate out there on the Democrat bench that they could bring off the bench and run. The Democrats don't have anybody now on their bench that's not a radical leftist from the East Coast or the West Coast. So it'll be interesting to see what the Democrat Party does. But I don't believe they can keep him as their nominee moving forward as these investigations progress, because it's only going to get worse as Congress continues to roll this out. And they're not going to bring it all out immediately. If they're smart politically, they're going to roll it out slowly and make the Democrat Party have to make a decision on what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and I think it gets more fascinating the deeper we get into this filth, and it is filth. Because it is pay to play, and now the apologists are like, "Well, everybody does that. Everybody does that in Washington. It's normal." That's what the apologists are saying already. Ted, I got to leave it there, though. Ted Harvey, chairman of the committee.
Yeah, but not with the communist Chinese government. That's the problem.
Right, but that's the whole point. That's why we're so soft on China.
That's exactly right.
At any rate, thank you, Ted.
Thank you, buddy. God bless. Have a great day.
All right, around the corner, Tim Walberg, TikTok. What are we gonna do about it? Ukraine war, what are we going to do about it? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.